Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hour two, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Celtics are back. So is Pure Hoops with Terp. Comes your way at high noon. Full on Celtics preview. We're going to hand out Celtics season superlatives.
Yes.
Coming your way 1 hour from now, the return of Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon. Plus, we have Would You Rathers in a half hour on a Would You Rather Wednesday, every Wednesday at 11:30. Hashtag Dork Minute. Every Wednesday at 11:45,
yes.
So stay tuned. But, Keith, we have the return of a crowd favorite,
mm-hmm.
or at least something they tolerate.
Yeah.
It is Who Said It, Joe Mazzulla, or a serial killer. We're referring to this as Ed Gein's version.
Yeah.
Because today it is either all Joe Mazzulla quotes,
right.
Real Joe Mazzulla quotes.
That's right.
Or real quotes from Ed Gein.
Yes. So we played it before where it was Mazzulla or a variety of serial killers. Then it was Joe Mazzulla or horror villain icons. This is sort of blending the two. So Ed Gein, for those unfamiliar, was known as the Butcher of Plainfield and the Plainfield Ghoul. He has a TV show on right now on Netflix inspired by Ed Gein. But Ed Gein.
So he's very topical.
He's very topical.
Oh, good.
He also inspired Norman Bates in Psycho, Leatherface and Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
So not just the ultimate jock.
No.
This guy, a lot of different stuff.
Without him, you don't have some of the great horror movies of
okay,
all time.
Good stuff.
So Joe Mazzulla or Ed Gein. And here's the thing. I'm going to read a quote. You have to tell me that's Ed Gein or that's Joe Mazzulla. First person to get three in a row wins these tickets.
Simple.
Real simple game.
So it's either or.
Yes.
You got to get three of them in a row. It's either Ed Gein.
Yep. The Butcher of Plainfield.
Plainfield Ghoul.
Plainfield Ghoul.
Or Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla. These are tough.
Yeah.
And the winner. And we have a lot of you lined up, but continue to call in because we might need even more
of you. You never know.
617-779-7937. You will have a chance to win two tickets to see Matt Rife at TD Garden on New Year's Eve. So now let's play Who Said It, Joe Mazzulla or Ed Gein.
Who's our first contestant, Jones?
Our first contestant is Ed in the truck. Hello, Ed. You ready to play?
All right, Ed.
Oh, I'm ready.
He's ready. All right, Ed, who said it? Quote, I don't know who I am. Don't know if I belong to that brotherhood. I might just be some kind of creature. Who said it?
That would be Joe Mazzulla.
No, sorry. That was Ed Gein.
Sorry,
that was
Ed.
Ed Gein.
I don't know what Ed was. It's kind of interesting. We had Ed as first up
Notorious
there.
Notorious serial killer and body snatcher Ed Gein said that. Not head coach Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah, that was the Plainfield Ghoul.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, next up is Tyrone in Mashpee. Tyrone, you ready to play Who Said It?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, who said this? Quote, it's been dark, but in a good way. You just have to tap into your darkness.
Joe Mazzullo.
That's correct.
Oh, Tyrone.
Correct. Nice. All right. One.
It's been dark, but in a good way. I mean, like, just you just got to tap into your darkness.
That's proof.
That's
him. He said that.
Yeah. All right. So we need two more, Tyrone.
Two more, Tyrone. All right. Who said it? Joe Mazzullo or Ed Gein? Quote, love can be graceful or love can be hard.
I'm going to have to go Joe Mazzullo again.
Oh, yeah! Oh, Tyrone!
Love is interpreted many different ways depending upon what you're trying to do. It can be, love can be graceful. It can be harsh.
I think we all agree with that.
Okay.
One more, Tyrone.
All right, one more, Tyrone. For the win, who said it? Joe Mazzullo or Ed Gein? Quote, they smelled so bad.
Ed Gein?
Congrats!
Unbelievable!
Tyrone, you ready to see Matt Rife at TD Garden New Year's Eve?
Yeah, yes, I am.
All right, we're going to put you on hold.
All right, very good.
Give all your info to Billy.
Yep.
And, right, Billy, or is
somebody else?
Is Tom Billy. No, Billy will take down your info.
We got more.
We have more of these?
Yeah, these are more for maybe you'll be featured in Week in Review.
Oh, okay.
Listen, the bragging rights. You don't win the tickets, but you can still play the game. We have a bunch more.
Playing for pride.
Yeah, yeah.
Playing for bragging rights. Yeah. All right, next up we have Marty on the South Shore. You want to play along, Marty, for bragging rights?
Let's go. This is my favorite, most tolerable segment on the radio. Let's go.
All right, Marty. We're glad you're here. Who said this, Joe Mazzullo or Ed Gein? Quote, if I'm going to taste death, you're coming with me.
I think that's got to be Ed Gein.
No.
That's your head coach.
Either he's going to win or we're both going to die. If I'm going to taste death, you're coming with me.
That was Joe Mazzullo, head coach of the Boston Celtics.
Okay, Ryan in Portland, you want to play for pride?
Absolutely.
All right, Ryan, who said it? Joe Mazzullo or Ed Gein? Quote, I want to wear your skin.
Ed Gein.
Yeah.
Was Mazzullo never said that?
Yeah, yeah. All right, how about this? Who said this? Joe Mazzullo or Ed Gein? Quote, after dinner, you're going to be kidnapped.
Ed Gein.
Wait, that wasn't?
That's Mazzullo.
After dinner, you're going to be kidnapped.
I mean, that's a good. I mean, that would have been my hunch as well that was Ed Gein.
Refresh my memory again. That after dinner you're going to be kidnapped. That was Joe Mazzullo who said that, not Ed Gein, who again inspired what?
Leatherface, Buffalo Bill, and Norman Bates.
After dinner you're going to be kidnapped.
Who is Joe Mazzullo inspiring? Is the real question here. All right, John in Rhode Island, you want to play along? See if you can get more than three in a row.
Yeah, I'm ready to play. And quickly, I met you guys in Newport. My wife asked me for divorce the same day. Greatest day of my life. Go.
All right. Hell yeah.
Bit of a downer. Is that an Ed Gein quote?
No.
All right, here we go. Who said it? Joe Mazzullo or Ed Gein? Quote, I like watching him bleed.
Joe Mazzullo.
Correct. Ding, 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 ding. Good job, John.
Nice.
Yeah, what?
I don't know if we have
keep,
to
keep going. I don't have
to. Oh, I don't know.
Whoa,
that
whoa,
one.
Wait, wait, sorry, I'm sorry. I thought we skipped one.
Sorry. All right, all good. All right, let's see. Who said it? Joe Mazzullo or Ed Gein? Quote, I had a compulsion to do it.
Joe Mazzullo.
No.
That one.
Could have been Joe Mazzullo talking about the media game, but no, that was Ed Gein talking about what he did to the dead bodies.
He's going to punch out Corrales after the game. No. Yeah. That, of course, was Ed Gein.
Yeah.
All right, a few more of these.
Yeah, a couple more.
If you want to play along. More, yeah. Steve's in Nashua.
All right, Steve, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, who said it? Celtics head coach Joe Mazzullo or notorious serial killer Ed Gein? Quote, I just feel like a puzzle, but none of the pieces fit.
Ed Gein.
Correct.
All right, Very Steve. Good. How about that?
All right, what about Joe Mazzullo or Ed Gein? Quote, no one has been arrested.
It's Joe Mazzullo.
Yes!
Yeah! Wow, Steve!
All right. For the hat trick.
No one's been arrested.
And finally, if you get this one, you get three in a row. Who said it? Joe Mazzullo or Ed Gein? Quote: "We're all going to be dead soon. It doesn't really matter anymore."
Joe Mazzullo.
Okay.
We're all going to be dead soon, and it really doesn't matter anymore.
If I get five, come on, more tickets. Come
That's
on.
It. No, we already gave away the tickets. We have one pair of tickets. Great
Steve.
Job, though, Steve.
Right, unfortunately, good stuff. I'm sure.
He was well-versed on his Mazzullo quotes.
Oh, he was ready to go. He's like, well, I know that's Mazzullo. That couldn't be a serial killer. That's, of course, Celtics head coach Joe Mazzullo.
So the Plainfield ghoul is saying that, was it?
I think we'll make some space for him a week in review.
Yeah.
Can we make some space? I think we've done this before where you just go right into the Jones and Keefe Hall of Fame. I think we've done that in the past.
Yeah, you can go in. We got to update the Hall of Fame.
It's been a while.
Re-remember who's in it.
Well.
That caller was in it. probably Garrett Crochet. Well, he's in the Haas Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, we'll do all these inductions at the Jones and Keefe Awards.
Yeah, which is next March.
Yeah. Are you listening, Ken and Mike?
It's like the Oscars.
It's a long ways away.
They wait. It's like a three-month.
Wow, that's a big march for us.
Yeah, huge.
Well, yeah, we got the bracket.
Oh, the bracket this year is insane.
It's so good. We can't wait. The show at least has to make it till then.
It's just Missoula quotes. It's the 64 best Joe Missoula quotes. Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, what was the one he just said the other day about Jalen? The bleeding one is, or no, you're coming with me. If I'm going to taste death, you're coming with me.
Yeah,
That's the one.
Taste death, which is funny because Ed Gein may or may not have eaten people as well. So
either he's going to win or we're both going to die. If I'm going to taste death, you're coming with me.
It's great. It is great.
Did you happen to see, and maybe we can ask Turp about this coming up, did you happen to see that the Nuggets coaches also played the Nuggets media members?
So they stole this idea, huh?
Yeah, apparently it's
who's
catching
on the
on
Nuggets
the
staff?
I think like every team in the league wanted to do it after the Celtics one came out.
Well, really? I can understand why all the coaches.
I know the Raptors beat writers were asking for it.
It's such a macho. Oh, you think the writers were asking for it?
Well, I mean, I think they're like, I don't know if teams were putting up polls or whatever, but I did see it's like, hey, we're thinking about doing this now.
Did you see who I believe is on the coaching staff of the Denver Nuggets?
No, so it's not Mike Malone anymore. That's the only thing I thought of. Who's on it?
Your guy, J.J. Barea.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's an assistant coach.
No kid. No wonder they
that's
put up one.
Fair.
No wonder
they
put up 114.
What the hell? Yeah.
No, what you got? So Terp, you're lucky. You are lucky, Terp. You were playing God Sham God
Junior.
Junior. Yeah. This is
Barea's out there locking up LeBron. Oh, in this the is finals.
Yeah, Barea's nice.
Jose Juan Barea in a media game. You're thank your lucky stars. You have to face him.
You know who they also have?
No,
Jared Dudley.
Wow.
BC.
Real nice.
That's a good team.
He's got an old man game, too. That game is going to age well.
Oh, he could shoot well.
That's a get. Yeah.
Deceptive. He's got a good size.
Pump fakes you read about. Elbow in.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like, good old man game on Jared Dudley. Yeah.
At least you could shoot over Barea. I feel like I'd be okay.
Oh, for sure.
Pop a shot right over Barea.
Look, I didn't want to besmirch Barea, but when Nick said he was locking up LeBron, you know.
He was in the way.
He was locking up LeBron.
He was scoring some buckets. I mean, look, he probably should have been finals MVP.
Speed bump slows everybody down, but you still just get, you know, you keep going.
The final of that one, I think, was 114.
Oh, that's at altitude,
I think
though.
It was 114 to 14, though.
14?
I thought so. So
basically the same.
I need the score again. I was just Googling it. I thought I saw
what Terp lose 55 to 4?
No, 57 to 4. So this is double the score, but they also scored way more points. I think the Nuggets media.
You think they could break a press?
Well, I just think the Nuggets media would beat the Celtics media is all I'm saying. That's my real takeaway.
114 to 16.
16.
And there was still 4 minutes left on the clock when they took that picture.
Oh. So where did it end?
They just go four corners on that.
Barea probably had another 30 after that.
Yeah, no, that's it's macho head games, I guess is what that is. But they want to do that. They want to prove that they are superior in every way.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Denver pressed the whole time.
I would highly doubt it.
I don't think so.
I'll be honest, I don't know.
I feel like that's a Missoula.
If you have Barea, you're not pressing. Dudley ain't pressing.
Good point.
I don't think.
They're popping threes.
Yeah.
They're just popping threes, jogging back down the court, having a nice time.
I don't think that's the way that went down.
No, you're probably
right. Anyway, okay, well, Joe Mazzulla has apparently started a trend. Other coaches now want to beat up and belittle and play macho head games with the media, which I'm mostly fine with. Is the Denver coach, who even is the Denver head coach?
Dave Andelman.
Okay. Is he Andelman?
Adelman.
Adelman. I was going to say, Phantom Gourmet is running the Nuggets. Is he going to take away the table and talk about how they're all the same, even though you guys don't have competitive jobs? Like, is he going to do that afterwards?
He probably removed the podium, and he's like, I'm now at your level.
Because I'll actually.
We weren't equals before, but now, today, after we beat you by 50 points in a rigged basketball game, we are equals.
Because I'll actually have an issue with that. The coaches playing the media was funny. Yeah, Mazzulla just took it too far with all the, we're all the same, and I can't believe
how
this turned into
it
what it turned into. Meanwhile, they're showing Terp getting torched on the Jumbotron.
Laughing at him.
Playing highlights in the middle of the game.
His pants fell down. It was like he was going up against the Globetrotters.
Terp came in at one point to sniff the flower on somebody's shirt and sprayed him right in the eye.
Yeah, come here for a second. Like, why did it turn into like a vaudeville act? Yeah, it's not good.
But anyway, what a head coach you have here. He's setting trends throughout the league.
He is.
He sounds just like.
He's a quote a minute.
Just like a serial killer. That was Ed Gein's version. Congrats.
After dinner, you're going to be kidnapped.
Congrats, your head coach. Congrats to Tyrone again on winning those tickets. See Matt Rife on New Year's Eve at TD Garden. Did you watch any of the opener last night, the OKC-Houston game? I was flipping back and forth anyway.
I watched a little bit. I was watching Bruins.
Well, the game went so long
after the Bruins.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I think it timed out pretty well.
Oh, no, I watched something after Bruins, which I'll get to in the Dork Minute, a tough watch documentary. Holy mackerel. I have more on that coming up.
Well, that's...
Well, like, it was well no, done, but it was nowhere. It was not what I thought it was going to be.
I'll tell you all about it,
Nick.
I started to really feel the SGA fatigue last year in the playoffs. Like, a lot of people complained about
him. He's not a fun player to
They're
watch.
They're like, he's James Harden, and it's annoying.
At least James Harden had a sweet beard.
He did. It's a lot of flopping and getting calls. Last night, and, like, the Rockets look legit. Şengün was awesome.
Yeah.
Almost a triple-double, 40 points, 39, whatever it was.
Don't ruin our best basketball performance of the night.
It might be him. He had 39, 11, and 7.
Spoiler alert. I knew it was him.
Yeah.
But, like, the Rockets are legit. Yeah. You know, Durant fits in pretty well there. All these things. But you really feel the SGA fatigue and the way he plays and how annoying that is. And I think Oklahoma City is going to repeat. I think they're going to win more games than they did a year ago. I think they're going to make last year's Celtics really look embarrassed for how they followed up their championship defense and how pathetic they were in that defense.
Yeah.
I know Tatum got hurt late. They were losing that series to the Knicks either way. I think Oklahoma City is going to expose last year's Celtics. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But I get rooting against SGA and the way he plays because
tough.
The call he got last night, it was a foul, but that's his whole game is just pump fakes and leaning into people and trying to get calls. It's cheap.
See, I think I've changed my tune on it actually being more difficult to win back-to-back now. Before, I thought it was an anomaly, and why I was talking the Celtics into being able to do it was because I tried to poke holes in all the other teams that didn't do it, right? Like, oh, Kawhi Leonard left Toronto, so obviously they didn't do it. LeBron won a fake one, so obviously they didn't do it. You know, maybe Giannis isn't, like, as competitive or whatever, so, like, they didn't do it. Denver was sort of an outlier to me. I'm like, I don't really know why Denver didn't do it. They have the best player in the world. And as long as they get a semi-decent performance out of Jamal Murray, like, they should be in there, right? Because Jokic is always good.
And Murray is a killer late in some of these games.
Yeah, he's awesome.
So he's, even though he's not...
But you need him.
Even though he's not an elite player, he's great in the clutch.
And then the Celtics, I was like, well, they'll do it. And then they didn't. So now I'm like, I don't know, maybe it's just such a grind. And because there's so much talent in the league, like, you're gonna have to find these certain gauntlets. First, you're going to have to stay healthy, right? Which is, look at last year. Look at all the guys dropping like flies. You can make the case the year the Celtics won it, they benefited from all the injuries, right? But that's sort of the point. Is like if SGA goes down, they're porked. Mm-hmm. Now, they, you know, last year Chet Holmgren went down for a while and came back. But, you know, I just wonder, like, if they lose any of their top guys, or not even that. Let's just say, you know, the Western Conference, you might have a tougher road, like a 7-game series against Houston even. Like, that could be tough. A 7-game series against Denver, whoever emerges from the East. So, yeah, I they're clearly the favorite. They should be the favorite, but I think somebody else will knock them off.
Speaking of repeating, and I think Oklahoma City will.
Yeah.
Did you catch a lot of Wick this morning or no?
Yes, I heard some of it.
So Wick was interesting to me just in terms of, and they should have him on Greg's show. If Wick wants to come on any radio show, we'll have him on our radio show.
Sure.
So I don't think it's weird a radio show would have him on. I do think it's weird he's doing a media tour when the Celtics open. I say media tour. But he's doing any media. He really should decline the media and be like, no, you know what? It's really not my team. It's Bill Chisholm's team. Like, why Wick has to be so out front? Why was he at the Bill Chisholm press conference? Why is he doing this? Great get.
He still has
the
a
morning
role,
show.
Though, right? Doesn't he have, like, title?
Yeah, he's like third or fourth on the masthead. I mean, he's still an owner, but he's below a lot of guys. Yeah, Rob Hale's not doing media. Bill Chisholm is doing media, but not this specifically. And just on opening night, it's just weird. I think it's weird that Wick is still dominating the spotlight. Mm-hmm. But that's just a side thought. What I actually had an issue with was him talking about the second apron.
Mm.
And he's still doing this thing, which I guess he's right about. Like, no team will be in the second apron for more than 2 years. No team will do it 3 in a row. Which is probably right about. I don't know why teams won't. The basketball penalties are so minuscule and such a joke. I don't know why teams do it, but he's right. No team is doing it. When it comes to another line he had, though, about, well, we don't want teams to come in and buy championships, because I think Chris asked him this. He's like, what owners were pushing for these rules? They're so stupid. And Wick's like, all of us. And I don't know that Chris called it stupid to Wick's face, but the tone of it was, well, why would anybody even want these rules? And Wick's like, oh, we all wanted it. We don't want anybody to come in and buy a championship. I'm like, Wick, do you have that much lack of self-awareness? You don't realize you bought two?
Yeah.
You bought two championships. 2008 and 2 years ago. You bought those. You had the highest payroll in the league. So what do you mean you don't want teams coming in and buying them? You bought two.
Yeah, I don't get it. Because the Warriors, like, were the Warriors bad for basketball when they had, like, those big salaries? And, like, people, I think, it's really whatever the league isn't, you'll hear people screaming for. So when there's a predictable final, remember for years it was like Warriors versus LeBron. That's what it was going to be. But those were like pretty highly rated. People, you know, going to that. You had like the sort of the cream of the crop teams. And then they're like, well, we like parity.
You had a boring run to the finals. But once you got to the finals, those were astronomical ratings. Yeah.
And then you get like Thunder Pacers and you're like, oh, I kind of liked it when it was LeBron Curry. You know what I mean? Like, it's like people are always going to be complain about stuff. But I think teams just investing a lot of money into their team is usually a good sign. And so if that means there's going to be a couple of teams for a few years that have three Supermax guys on their team, then so be it. It's good for the sport. You have sort of a villain. Like, as much as I was like pissed when LeBron went to Miami, it was kind of great. It was kind of great because you were like, I wanted that super team to lose every single night.
Good for the league.
And when they lost the finals to Dirk, it was amazing. When they lost their other finals that 4 years later, that was amazing. They won two, but you could sort of pick it apart. I thought that was good for basketball. And you can't have those type of teams if you don't have the really crazy salaries.
No. It's just, again, we don't want people coming in and buying championships. Well, then take your two away. And I guess Wick didn't actually buy them, now that I think about it. His dad bought them. But maybe that's why he feels that way. We don't need people's dads coming in and buying championships. Well, like, how fraudulent of an answer that was. Yeah. It's ridiculous. 617-779-7937. Hashtag Dork Minute comes your way at 11:45. We also have some Would You Rathers on a Would You Rather Wednesday right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The Bruins are now losers of 5 in a row after falling 4-3 to the Panthers at the TD Garden last night. In his return to Boston, Brad Marchand had 2 assists in Florida's victory. Bees are back in action tomorrow night hosting the Ducks. Tonight is the Celtics season opener. The Seas host the 76ers. Jaylen Brown is questionable for tonight's game with hamstring tightness. Tip-off from the Garden is at 7:30. Patriots return to practice today at 2 o'clock. Head coach Mike Vrabel will address the media today at 12:55. You can catch that press conference right here on 93.7. And the World Series between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays will begin on Friday night in Toronto. At the 99 Restaurant, $14.99 Big Deal Meals start the week off right. Satisfy big appetites every Monday through Wednesday. Try the new grilled teriyaki chicken for flavor that's always kicking. For big deal meals and a great time, you gotta love the Nines. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
.com.
Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keith. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. At Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. It's the return of Pure Hoops with Terp. Coming up at high noon, we'll give you a Celtics season preview, some takeaways from Celtics preseason, and on top of that, we'll hand out Celtics superlatives for this year. Team MVP.
Woo! Oh, all of it.
Whatever, team Rookie of the Year, Most Improved, Most
Clutch
Player.
All the league awards we will have
coach,
for you.
Coach of the Year. We'll give you all the Celtics superlatives coming up at high noon. Plus, we just got done playing yet another installment of Who Said It? Joe Mazzulla or a Serial Killer, Ed Gein's version.
Mm-hmm.
So if you missed any of that, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Use the rewind feature. Go back and listen. Or listen live on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps in addition to the Odyssey app. All right, what's up first here today in Would You Rather, Billy?
Would you rather Dylan Gabriel or Cam Ward?
I mean, last week we had
both stink.
Cam Ward or Bryce Young.
Yeah, and we
answered Cam Ward, I think.
Yeah, we did. But I didn't feel great about it. They're on the same pile. But I
feel stronger about this week.
So do I. I can't. Dylan Gabriel is terrible. I can't believe he was even a third round pick. I thought he was bad in college. Now he has like all these college records because he played for so long. He played on good teams at Oklahoma and at Oregon, but like just watching him play, you're like, he's not very good. And then,
do you guys want a stat that compares Dylan Gabriel to Tom Brady?
Yes. Yeah, obviously I do.
Yeah.
The last two quarterbacks with 100 plus pass attempts and exactly two passing touchdowns and zero interceptions in their first three starts, Tom Brady and Dylan Gabriel.
How do you like that?
According to NFL and CBS.
And they are.
So that's not good for all these Drake May Tom Brady stats find one that also has Dylan Gabriel.
Well, but May is constantly coming up with Brady stats. It's like probably the one you can have for Dylan Gabriel. But
this is the real cherry-picked one.
This is cherry-picked, yeah.
But I thought they were 2-1 with Gabriel. They're only one. Oh, they lost that London game. They should have won that London game against Minnesota,
right.
But they lost it. That was his first start. Then he got smoked by Pittsburgh, and last week they smoked Miami.
He threw 52 times against Pittsburgh, and the team scored 9 points.
He completed, 25 of them?
He was 29 of 52, which is 55.8%, 221 yards, no touchdowns,
yeah,
no picks.
His completion percentage on the year is below 60%. I mean, look, I like Cam Ward.
See, I really don't.
I liked
but
him in the draft. I would have taken him first. I liked him in the draft. So I like Cam Ward. I'd take Cam Ward easily over Dylan Gabriel. I don't think that one is one I would personally give much thought to.
Which one of your six college seasons of Dylan Gabriel was your favorite?
Probably the last one at Oregon.
The Oklahoma one wasn't bad.
Last one at Oregon I liked.
He was there. He was at Oklahoma twice.
Beat Penn State in the Big Ten championship game.
Yeah.
Yeah, good year.
Central Florida for 3 years.
Yep.
And then went to Oklahoma for two, and then went to Oregon. So Dylan Gabriel is older than Drake May?
Oh, I'm sure by a lot.
Yeah. He might be the same age as Bo Nix.
I was just going to say, I bet he's older than Daniels and Bo Nix.
He's 25 end of the year, like December. He's almost 25.
Was he one of these guys at Central Florida? Obviously, COVID, everybody got extra. Just take an extra year of eligibility, everybody.
Yeah.
But was he? Didn't he have a bad injury, too? Or am I mixing him up with somebody else at UCF?
Yeah, he might have. In 2021, he only played in three games,
I'm looking at.
So maybe
he
got hurt there, and then he went to Oklahoma.
I thought he also had a bad injury in there. But I'd take Cam Ward over Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else, Billy?
Would you rather Myles Garrett or Micah Parsons?
Couple studs.
They are.
Yeah.
But Garrett's unreal.
Garrett is a game wrecker.
And don't you feel like Parsons, and I don't mean to belittle Parsons, he's an elite pass rusher.
You're about to belittle Parsons.
But don't you feel like he's a little bit more one note in how he gets to the quarterback than Myles Garrett?
Yeah.
Like he's more.
A little bit.
I don't mean to say there's no power in his game, speed to power in his game.
Yeah. It'd be an interesting question for Will
Garrett
Campbell.
Feels like he has more variety in ways to get to the quarterback. Parsons is more one note versus pure speed.
I think he's 3 years older.
Garrett?
Yeah. So like in that, so like it might be one of those questions where like for this season and next, maybe I would take Garrett, but for the long haul, I'd take Parsons. It's not really the spirit of the question.
No,
but yeah, I mean Parsons, since he's coming into the league, is just been consistently 13, 14
yeah.
sacks.
Oh, look,
it is a menace.
It's like it's T.J. Watt, Micah Parsons, Miles Garrett. Like they're all yeah. great, but yeah. now I got to pick one over the other, and it sounds like I'm making a case that Micah Parsons is terrible.
No, Garrett's not doing same that. Way, just, Garrett actually has more. His single season high is better than Parsons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's been defensive player of the year, which yeah. Parsons has never won.
Right.
So, yeah. No, yeah, I mean.
Garrett's had a better career.
I think it's Miles Garrett.
All right. I'd take Micah Parsons, I guess, just based strictly on age.
But, yeah, he is almost 30.
Yeah.
Well,
he's been wasting away on a lot of those bad Browns teams. You know, number one overall pick in the draft and has been worth it. Got a big contract. Stayed in. Remember, there's all that, oh, is he going to leave? Are they going to trade him? Yeah, there's no way he finishes his career with Cleveland, right?
One wouldn't think.
I mean,
but yeah, out of those two, like the Patriots had a chance to trade for either one this offseason. Theoretically, we talked about this in the offseason. Would you trade the number four pick for Miles Garrett or Micah Parsons? My answer was yes to both.
Yeah, same.
But my preference would have been Garrett out of those two.
Okay.
Would you rather be chased by Michael Myers or Freddy Krueger?
All right, so let me throw this at you
first,
Jones.
Yeah, please.
Just to paint the picture for those unfamiliar, Freddy Krueger chases you in your dreams.
Uh-huh.
So when you're asleep, that's when he can get you. And everybody needs to sleep.
How fast is he? You don't need to dream, though.
Well, no, I guess, but he can get you while you're sleeping.
How fast is he in your dreams?
See, here's the thing is he's like everything. He can like shapeshift. He can like pop around anywhere.
That is pretty scary because Michael Myers is
fairly slow, and especially for you being very fast.
He teleports.
Known as the cheetah.
He teleports.
He does.
Well, that would be a problem for me.
He just randomly pops up in places.
But yeah, the cheetah.
But he's only chasing you for one night.
Yeah, the cheetah could outrun him.
He has good pursuit angles, Michael Myers.
The cheetah could outrun him. He might get a little winded.
He would. Yeah, but he just never really stops.
No, I'm saying I would get a little.
Oh, you would, yeah.
The cheetah, meaning he.
Short bursts.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
The cheetah needs a nap and gets winded very easily. But I think I'd take my chances with Michael Myers.
Yeah, I think you're probably better off with Michael Myers just because if you kind of know where he is, you just kind of get away from him.
Didn't
right? It's like that thing. Remember, they're like, oh, if you were given like $1 million and there was like, but like a snail is like constantly chasing you your whole life or something like that. And if he gets you, you're dead. But like, it's like, I think
I've never heard that.
Yeah, yeah. I forget the exact.
Yeah, it's like you could move to Italy, but that snail is always after you.
It's so always
like,
after
in
you.
20 years, it could pop up.
Like, just knowing that it's always coming after you.
And where is it?
It's super slow, but like, I don't know if you can put a tracker on it.
Probably.
I don't know.
If you touch it, you die.
Yeah.
Good point. You got to pay somebody else.
Yeah,
you got $1 million.
Put a tracker on that thing.
When do I get my $1 million?
But that'd be
like right then,
up front.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Up front.
Enough money to pay somebody to put the tracker
on. That's
what
I'm saying. Yeah. Although they got a lot of leverage.
That's true.
That person has a lot of leverage over you.
They sure do. I would say the answer though is you have a better chance of surviving Michael Myers than you do Freddy Krueger.
Thank you. Didn't you and Stiz reenact this?
Yeah, Stiz dressed up as Michael Myers last year, and he chased me down the hallway, and I tried to get in the elevator.
He gotcha.
Yo, he killed
Michael
me.
Michael Myers chased Raleigh Fingers down the hallway.
Yeah, Raleigh. That's right. It wasn't me. It was two times Rolaids Relief Man of the Year, Raleigh
two?
Fingers. I think so, yeah.
I thought it was three.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, well, definitely Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
and we're small hall guys, and he's Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he stabbed me to death right in front of the elevator. Thing it was probably not even working that day. I didn't read the sign. I was just standing there waiting for it. Yeah, so maybe he'll do that again this year. I think Stiz has a couple more spooky stuff up his sleeve.
You make a good point about Freddy Krueger, though. It's like, even if I'm not dreaming all the time or not remembering all my dreams, sooner or later,
eventually,
there's a dream coming.
Yeah, and he knows that you're asleep, and that's when he can get you.
And sometimes those are real nice.
real
sometimes
nice.
Sometimes a real nice dream, and then next thing you know, Freddy Krueger's in there. That's real tough.
So this morning, I'm driving Georgie to school, and she's like, Dad.
Sick brag, bro.
Thank you.
I'm the man.
Yeah.
Right? Dropping off both kids. Look at me.
Girl dad of the year.
She was like, Dad, what'd you dream about? I was like, I don't remember. And she's like, you know what I dreamed about? I was like, no, I don't.
What's that?
She goes, nice pigs. I was like, nice pigs.
Nice pigs.
Like, yeah, nice pigs. They came to the house. I was like, well, that's good.
Great.
Like that.
Was a wolf chasing them, trying to blow the house down?
No, Dad's had a good dream. Just nice pigs.
Keith's like, Dad had a dream about bacon. It's interesting how that all worked out.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
These are related. It's a shared universe.
Okay. So we both answered Mike Myers or Michael Myers. What's the last would you rather?
Would you rather hang out with Joe Mazzulla or Mako Sturm?
Hang out.
So that would imply like maybe like a dinner and a conversation or like a,
sure.
You know, like a come on over to the house, watch the game kind of thing.
After dinner, you're going to be kidnapped.
So
I think there's more of a story with Mazzulla.
Well,
like
for sure.
You're like, holy smokes.
Well, he'll give you all that good intel about Jason Tatum and how he's been at the facility.
That's
and
true.
How
he's going to win or we're both going to die. If I'm going to taste death, you're coming with me.
If you go to dinner with him, you're going to get a good scoop.
That's
all I know.
That
was never said by Brad Stevens months earlier. If you go to dinner with him, you're going to get a good intel.
Great content. Exclusive content.
Yes.
I was thinking more just for like, what is he going to say? We can add it to our list of stuff that sounds like a serial killer.
Sure.
I'd be a little like more nervous. Like, what are we going
to
do?
Okay, but like, you know he's going to... show you his Muay Thai moves.
I don't want that.
And like actually like, you know, that. Climb up and down you like a ladder.
So you want to roll around? Want to spar? Like,
there's
going
to
really.
be flashbacks to Christian Ellis every Monday. There's going to be a lot of God talk. Like there's going to be a lot of,
oh, that's a good
there's
going to
be a lot of, scripture and verse with Missoula. So I think I'm going with Marco Sturm.
In 40 years from now, none of you were invited to my funeral and that's it.
I think I'm going Sturm, which honestly,
Sturminator?
That one might be in play pretty soon. The way that team's coaching, he might be available for a lot of dinner.
No, good afternoon. I don't know what's going on anymore.
I don't want that as my coach, but that sounds fun.
So here's my
thing.
He's from Germany. So maybe a big beer guy, possibly.
I mean, he's a hockey player and from Germany. I'm sure he's a big beer guy.
What do you think Missoula drinks besides blood? What do you think? Like, would he even
water?
Just water,
just,
but like, but
just
not
like
regular water.
Like
a certain type of water, I bet.
He
said, well, like
he's brand specific, or he's like he has like vitamins in his water.
Yeah, or he gets it like sent in from Finland or something.
You know what I mean?
Like, well, this is the kind that actually helps your body. What you're drinking is trash.
Right, but you're drinking like, it's Boston City water.
Oh, he's like, you don't want that. Yeah. Like, what that's doing to your insides? And you're like, okay, I don't need to hear this. But I feel like Sturm, he wouldn't question what you ate. He wouldn't question what you ordered to drink, and he'd be like, this is fine. Have a good time.
He'd be fine with it. In fact, watching him during
timeouts. Wander off.
Watching him during timeouts, he'd mostly be silent and just sit there
good
with
point.
His mouth open.
Yeah, you'd be doing a lot of the talking with
Sturm. Yeah, but it wouldn't be very bothersome. Meanwhile, Missoula's sizing you up to see 20 different ways he could kill you.
Correct.
And then quoting the Bible, which I don't need.
I don't need
that.
Not for my Saturday night. Yeah, that's not, I don't want. Yeah, I guess Sturm is the answer then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again.
Although there's an entertainment value if you survive the night with Missoula.
Sure. Yeah, I'm sure there's an entertainment value with Ed Gein if you go to dinner.
You might be the dinner, sadly.
I think that's the right answer. So there you go. Would you rather every Wednesday here on Jones and Keith?
Or the texture points out to be 45 minutes talking about 2-on-1s.
Oh.
And not the good kind.
No. Same with Marco Sturm, though.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll get to your feedback. Plus, we have the hashtag Dork Minute on the way.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, next. Good time for a Dork Minute here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. By the way, the chair company, fantastic. We're two episodes in, Tim Robinson show on HBO. Unbelievable. There's a scene with him this week inside of a shirt store. And the guy who owns the shirt store, I don't think has ever been in anything. I don't know where they found this guy.
It's incredible.
Incredible. Like, one of the best performances of the year. It's like, I don't know where he finds a lot of these actors and like the I Think You Should Leave sketches.
The old dude in like the car focus group sketch.
Yeah, like it's that like guy. Some of that, it's like a guy who has like a accent that I can't, it's like a unique accent.
Yeah.
And it's just one scene and it's amazing. So people have seen it. They know what I'm talking about. For you haven't, it's
speaking of the old dude in the car, Keith, you might need the podcast that Tim Robinson and the old dude are listening to in the car for your dork soundboard.
Yes.
Because we can't play any of it here.
No,
but
none of it.
So then there's a scene where he's like in a car with like an older guy, and like the older guy's driving and he's like playing a CD in his car, and it's just like obscene. Yeah, it's all it is swearing and like nonsense, and he's like, what are we listening to? It's like a horrible like comedy CD.
All right, anyway. So we're two in though, so if people want to catch up, we're just two in.
It's two in. It's only going to be eight. They're half hour episodes. It's Sunday night, 10 o'clock on HBO. It's fantastic. All right, here's a documentary I watched last night. I sat down not really knowing too much about it other than it was number one on the Netflix movies thing. So I think it's a documentary. It's hard to call it anything other than that.
Can I just interrupt? I'm sorry. Yeah. Does that happen to you often where it's the number one movie and you're like, I actually don't know much about that? You specifically. That can't happen to you much.
No, unless maybe if it's like a documentary. I don't really have like a idea of like all these upcoming documentaries necessarily, as I do like some of the movies that they're promoting. It's called The Perfect Neighbor.
Okay.
And I'll tell you right now, it is a tough watch. It's an hour and a half. Almost the entire movie is police body cam footage. So almost the entire thing.
So it sounds like not a perfect neighbor.
No.
Okay.
Now this lady refers to herself as the perfect neighbor.
Got it.
So she is, for lack of a better term, like a classic Karen. It starts out kind of like that, and you're like, all right, where is this going? And she just like calls 911 all the time on her neighbor's kids playing like in and around her house. Not in her house, like around her house.
Got it.
And like you get into it where like she owns the house. She doesn't even really own the property that she's like calling the cops on all the time to get the kids off the lawn.
She's like Wick.
She doesn't own it.
Okay.
Like, and there's a few times where like the police officers are even kind of funny. They're like, well, you don't, like, this isn't like your property, right? And then like she's probably making up a lot of stuff. But about like halfway through, something happens where you're like, it is not for everybody. It is as intense a thing as like I've ever seen.
Huh.
Yeah, it's without giving it away, because this story was on like national news, so people may know it, but a lot of times when I watch these true crime docs, I'm like, I have no idea. You know, it'll be like ABC News talking about it. I'm like, well, I don't really watch that. So like, it's new to me.
It's not in my rotation.
So I'm like waiting until the very end to see like how it ends. I'm like, what the hell happened? Even though it's like in the news, like the last year, people would know.
Okay.
But anyway, it's a tough go. It's called The Perfect Neighbor on Netflix right now. Black Phone 2 in theaters right now for the horror movie fans out there. It's getting pretty good reviews. People seem to like Black Phone 2.
Very, very, very spooky promos for that.
The Grabber.
Yeah. I don't like it.
No. That's a good name, though, for a serial killer villain.
Sure.
The Grabber?
Yeah.
What does he do? Three movies coming out this weekend of note. You have the Bruce Springsteen movie. You all jazzed up for that?
I've been here. We've been running spots for that, and I'm just I'm not overly jazzed up. I don't tend to like these.
No, we've talked about this a lot because there's so many of them.
Music biography. There's some I like. We were talking about this again when I heard it earlier. I liked Walk the Line. I like The Doors. You know, but I don't have like this insatiable appetite for endless
movie.
It seems like it's never going to stop.
Biographies, yeah.
Everybody's
obviously
now,
there's a market for it. That's just not for me.
But then you open the door up to it, and I'm not saying any of these guys are bad, and there's a huge fan base for all of them, but you're like, well, if Bob Dylan has one, and if Johnny Cash has one, and if Queen has one.
Where's my 311 one?
if Elton John has one. Yeah, where's 311? How come Limp Bizkit? I haven't seen a single thing about Fred Durst getting a biography.
Great
How
point.
Sick would that be?
That'd be really good. I'd watch.
Who could, you know what?
What do you think of the casting?
Who could play Fred Durst?
Oh, great. Well, so I was going to say, what do you think of the casting of Jeremy Allen White?
So apparently he plays the guitar and sings the songs, yeah, which I respect. Because, like, Rami Malek didn't sing and won the Oscar. Then Taron Egerton did sing in the Elton John.
I've heard you mention this.
Yeah, it blows my mind.
Yeah.
I'm like, if half the movie is singing and you're not actually singing, how are you the best actor?
He's Johnny from the Sing movies, Billy, if you're following along. Yeah, Taron Egerton. Yeah, good.
No, but Jeremy Allen White, as everybody knows, he will be in the Mandalorian and Grogu movie as the voice of Jabba the Hutt's son.
Hmm.
So I'm excited about that.
Nice.
Also, he's good in The Bear.
Great The Bear.
No, that's fine, but I'm not going to see this in the theater. I don't have a lot of it. Jeremy Strong is also in it. He is from Succession. And is one of these, like, method actors. Okay. Oh, he was the dude that was in...
Yeah, the Duncan's Super Bowl commercial, yeah.
So Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere in theaters this weekend, as is Bugonia, the latest Emma Stone, Jesse Plemons movie.
I have seen the commercials for or trailers for this.
So this will probably be nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars. It's called, the synopsis, a conspiracy theory-obsessed beekeeper and his cousin kidnap the high-powered CEO of a major company and shave her head, as they are convinced that she is an alien intent on destroying planet Earth.
What's the name of it again? I couldn't
Bugonia.
It's got like a weird font. I couldn't even read it when I was looking at it the other day. Bugonia?
Bugonia. Okay. I'm in on that, though.
Watch your profanity.
Yeah, I think I want to watch that. And then Shelby Oaks, also for horror movie fans. This is a guy, his name's Chris Stuckman. He's like a YouTube movie critic. Like, basically, he's like a big YouTube channel. Okay. This is the first movie that he wrote and directed.
Wow.
So I'm interested in that. It's like a kind of crazy looking horror movie. Speaking of horror movies, Weapons, one of my favorite movies of the year, will be on HBO Max this Friday, if you're in on that. The Task finale was this past weekend. I would say a very good show. Task is over. We have a Dork podcast up on it right now. I don't think it's as good as season one of True Detective, nor Mayor of Easttown, but better than most everything else. Like, better than season two, and three, and four of True Detective.
That's a high bar you're comparing.
Yeah, those are great. Yeah. Those are all-time greats. Welcome to Derry will premiere on Sunday. That is the Pennywise, It the Clown prequel, which I think could be interesting on HBO. Here's a new documentary coming to Netflix on November 12th, all about Eddie Murphy.
Oh.
Could be really good.
Could be.
Kind of feel like we already had one, but maybe we didn't. I feel like he did have like a little bit of a renaissance. Eddie Murphy came back and was in a lot of things again. He showed up on SNL after not being on there for years and years and years. But that should be a good...
Yeah, was he at the reunion, or was he on another episode beyond that?
He hosted a couple times.
Okay.
I think he hosted a couple times.
He was great at the reunion. Yes. The 50-year anniversary or whatever it was. Yeah.
So I'll watch that. That comes out in a couple of weeks on Netflix. Speaking of Netflix, Stranger Things, this is their final season, and it was hilarious. Somebody came up with a list of all the shows that started and ended in the time that it took Stranger Things to start and end. And it's shows that had like hundreds of episodes.
Really?
And Stranger Things is like just spaced out like crazy. But they also announced that the finale is going to be in theaters as well. So you can still watch it on Netflix, but they're going to put that bad boy in the theaters, which is interesting. We're going to get a Friday the 13th prequel series. It's coming to Peacock soon, called Crystal Lake. And finally, Jones, the top 10 Halloween costumes for 2025. Were announced yesterday.
Okay.
Are you ready?
This is for adults, kids, boys, girls? What is this?
This looks like boys, girls, kids.
Okay.
I would say not adults, although you never know.
Well,
I'm not going to stop somebody from having a good time.
I know how you can turn all of these into adult costumes. I know how you can do that, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the 10 are from K-pop Demon Hunters.
Wow.
Yeah. Little CC Beans is going as Mira.
Yeah.
Rumi is the most popular costume. She's sort of like the leader one.
Yeah. She's the head chick. Yeah.
Spoiler alert. She's half demon, folks. She's half demon. She's like Blade.
Got it.
So she's the most popular costume. Zoe, who I think has like the short black hair, is second. Mira with like the pink hair is third. Then Jinu is fourth. Baby Saja is fifth.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Chicken Jockey from Minecraft still cracking the top 10.
So that's number 6?
Yeah.
So 5 K-pop Demon Hunters, and then number 6 is Chicken Jockey.
Yep.
Okay, yep.
And then Labubu?
7!
I don't know Labubu, although I think he popped up, or he or she popped up on my screen once, and either CC or George is like, Labubu.
No, Labubu are the little, they're the little like trinkets that hang off the backpacks, right? That's a Labubu.
I guess.
So people are dressing up as Labubu. I've heard Greg talking about
that. Oh, is there one specific Labubu, no, or they're all Labubus?
I think there's a whole bunch.
Okay.
I think it's like a,
that's fun.
Like a Beanie Baby.
You think that's what it is?
I thought so. I thought it's like a little Beanie Baby type thing hanging off your backpack. Yeah.
How much are these things that just hang off the back of your backpack? I mean, over $100?
$100?
Am I wrong? I think that's what they are, but I'll plead ignorance on this. But I think
10 hams for one Labubu?
How many doll hairs?
That's outrageous.
That is a lot.
I don't care for that.
Okay, so that's number 7.
Derpy the Tiger from K-Pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, yeah.
So
big blue tiger.
That's a good costume. I didn't even think of that.
Running around drooling all over everything, yeah.
Elphaba from Wicked.
Okay. Still.
Yeah. Well, Wicked 2 is coming out next month.
I guess that's true, yeah.
So I guess that could be on top of mind for some people. And then number 10, the Lorax.
Why?
I have no idea.
Danny DeVito?
People just love the Lorax.
Nice.
Save the trees, all that stuff.
Okay.
Are you saying shave the trees? No, save the trees.
Okay. Well, that's the hashtag Dork Minute. Yeah. Halloween costume ideas last minute and a bunch of info on what's coming out and available every Wednesday at 11:45. Stay tuned. It's the return of Pure Hoops with Terp in studio next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.